For Real Resistance Radio, my name is Brian Kelly. With the results of yesterday's election, the landscape has shifted for Wisconsin Republicans. Once at the forefront of the conservative wave, Scott Walker, Paul Ryan, and Reince Priebus have all receded from positions of government power. Walker is out of office for the first time since 1993. Ryan is resigning from Congress after 20 years in office, and Priebus is now on the lecture circuit. For Real Resistance Radio, my name is Brian Kelly. The most recent Marquette Law School poll was close to the final result, but not exact. In the poll that came out last week, Evers and Walker were tied at 47%. In the unofficial tallies of yesterday's ballots, Evers defeated Walker by 2 percentage points, 50 to 48. For Real Resistance Radio, my name is Brian Kelly. Wisconsin will soon have a new governor. Tony Evers defeated Scott Walker in yesterday's election with 50% of the vote. Walker received 48%. Evers is presently the state superintendent of public instruction. Walker received the national attention. Walker received national attention in 2011 when he signed Act 10, which ended collective bargaining for teachers and other public employees. For Real Resistance Radio, my name is Brian Kelly with your headlines. Wisconsin will soon have a new governor. Tony Evers defeated Scott Walker in yesterday's election with 50% of the vote. Walker received 48%. Senator Tammy Baldwin defeated challenger Leah Vukmir by 10 percentage points, 55 to 45%. In a very close race for Wisconsin Attorney General, Josh Call defeated Brad Schimmel, 50 to 49%. In the Secretary of State election, incumbent Democrat Doug La Follette defeated Republican Jay Schrader. For State Treasurer, Democrat Sarah Godlewski defeated Republican Travis Hartwig, 51 to 47%. For Real Resistance Radio, I'm Brian Kelly with your headlines. In Wisconsin's 1st Congressional District, Brian Stile defeated Randy Bryce to fill Paul Ryan's seat. The 5th District's Jim Sensenbrenner will go back to Congress for his 41st year after defeating Tom Palsowitz. In other congressional races, Republican incumbents Glenn Grothman, Sean Duffy, and Mike Gallagher all defeated their Democratic challengers and will head back to the House of Representatives for another term. The most recent Marquette Law School poll was close to the final result, but not exact. In the poll that came out last week, Evers and Walker were tied at 47%. In the unofficial tallies of yesterday's ballots, Evers defeated Walker by 2 percentage points, 50 to 48. And the Bucks lost to the Trailblazers last night. The final score was 118 to 103. They have tonight off, then go to Oakland tomorrow night to play the league champion Golden State Warriors. Now for the weather. Tonight, clearing skies, lows in the upper 20s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, highs in the upper 50s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, highs in the upper 30s. And Friday, mostly cloudy with a chance of rain and a snow mix. And Friday, mostly cloudy with a chance of rain and snow. And Friday, mostly cloudy with a chance of rain and snow mix, highs in the mid-30s. For Real Resistance Radio, my name is Brian Kelly. You're listening to Real Resistance Radio.